This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for October the 11th. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 3, verses 1 to 8. It says there, "For everything there is a season, a time for every activity under heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to harvest, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to tear down and a time to build up, a time to cry and a time to laugh, a time to grieve and a time to dance, a time to scatter stones and a time to gather stones, a time to embrace and a time to turn away, a time to search and a time to quit searching, a time to keep and a time to throw away, a time to tear and a time to mend, a time to be quiet and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time for war and a time for peace." End of quote. The United States and many nations of the world have four seasons: spring, summer, fall, and winter. Besides, there are days of rains, humidity, strong winds. If there are seasons in the weather, there are seasons in people's lives as well. Infant stage, toddler stage, young teenage, adult age, school days, college days, lonely days, married days, adult age, older age, senior citizen age, deathbed stage, and finally eternity. Our life goes through many different seasons. God gave time to be born, time to die, a time to plant and work, time to enjoy the harvest, a time of sickness and a time of healing. Sometimes we tear down what we built and then we build up new things. We cry at certain times and we laugh. We are sorrowful and there is a time to dance. There is a time to be quiet and a time to speak up. There is time to love and a time to hate. Did you ever stop and think why so many different seasons God allowed in our life? I believe there is God's purpose in each of our seasons. As we develop from our infancy and early young age, different seasons help us to search and find God as we face different problems of seasons. God allows these contrasting seasons on the solid promise of the foundation of His immutability. He meets us in the diverse seasons of our life. Immutability is an attribute of God. That means God is unchanging in His character, covenants, and promises. He does not change. He is the same today as He was several thousands of years ago. He would be the same in the future as well. From everlasting to everlasting, He is immutable. Because He does not change, His character does not change. His word and promises do not change. We can fully trust and lean and believe in Him and in His promises in different seasons of our life. In short, He is expected to be the anchor in different seasons of our life. You see, beloved, we get joyful and glad. We get worried and fearful. We get discouraged and depressed. People may leave us or betray us. We may get a good job and then we face layoffs. We become rich or poor. We face relationship issues like family issues. Our children may not develop the way we expected. We get strong and healthy. Then we get sick and tired. You see, in the midst of all of our seasons of life, God remains the same. We can go to Him in prayer and share our needs and burdens with Him. He and His word comforts, strengthens, motivates, energizes, heals, and directs us. You see, we walk through mountain and valley experiences. Sometimes we triumph and other times we fail. We shine and then we fade. We win and then we lose. We get encouraged and then discouraged. No matter what our experiences or feelings are, God is there with His outstretched arms to receive us in His strong and supernatural hands. Psalm 103 verse 14 says this, "For He knows how we are formed. He remembers that we are dust." End of quote. You may be facing a season right now that you do not like. Your health condition looks scary to you. God says He will be with you to give you needed grace and strength. Psalm 107 verse 2 says, He sent His word and healed them and delivered them from their troubles. You may be at your deathbed. God says He will raise your body again from the dead by His power, just as He raised the Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 6:14. You may feel lonely now, but God says to you, I am with you. Do not be dismayed. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. You see, Deuteronomy 31 verse 6 says, The Lord God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. You may be worried because you are poor, but the Bible promises this, My God will meet all your needs according to the riches of His glory in Christ Jesus. If you are of my age, you may be concerned about your gray hair and aging issues. However, God says, I will be your God through all your lifetime. Yes, even when your hair is white with age, I made you, I will care for you. I will carry you along and be your Savior. He is my God all through my life. Yes, even when my hair gets white and gray, He will care for me. He will carry me along and be my Savior. Listen to what it says, that He will be your God throughout all your lifetime, all the seasons of your life. He is with you to shower His all-sufficient grace and power. If you never experienced God in your life, may I invite you to come to Him and taste and see how good He is. You see, He gave His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. That much He loved you to save you and make you His own all through this life and eternity. God, you got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I know in all seasons of my life, You are my God. I know You love me and gave me Your Son, Jesus Christ, for my sins. Forgive me my sins and shortcomings. I accept Him as my Savior and Lord. I trust all Your promises. Guide me through this life, Lord. In the name of Christ, I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today. And for the rest of your life, may His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.